Good morning, everybody. Thank you for attending. My name is Jeff Dunn. I work with Susanna Mia Lewis at NC State. I'm a PhD student. I'm going to be presenting some of my dissertation research entitled Shade Tolerance Evaluation of South African Bermuda Grass Germplasm. So a little bit of background on Bermuda grass. Bermuda grass is one of the most commonly used turf grasses in the southeast United States, and it's typically found in these three turf types, a common tetraploid type, a diploid African type, and an interspecific hybrid between the two. It's one of the most economically important turf grasses for the transition zone due to some of its stress tolerances, which make it very important for use on golf courses, athletic fields, municipalities, and most importantly, home lawns. Bermuda grass usually thrives in areas of high traffic due to its wear tolerance and recuperative potential, stemming from the ability to produce rhizomes and stolons. Also with impending water restrictions, Bermuda grass is very good under high drought conditions. However, as you can see, some faulty ability to maintain growth under cold conditions and also shade tolerance make it very difficult to maintain. It's estimated that 20 to 25% of all turf grass stands are under some kind of shade, whether it's from trees or other structural objects. And some of the effects of shade I'm presenting here, but are not limited to these, which are all impactful on Bermuda grass, since most of the residential areas in which Bermuda grass is grown are all dominated by trees. And so based on this, we determined that although most universities and public institutions have some breeding efforts on shade tolerance, that identifying new materials for shade tolerance would be beneficial. So with that, a collection trip in the early 2000s was made to Pretoria, South Africa, and unearthed nine South African common-type Bermuda grass accessions for their potential in shade. And here's one of the collection sites in which the accessions were identified under very strict or heavy shade environment. So with that, it's needless to say that one of our research objectives was to identify any shade tolerance among these accessions. And also from a managerial standpoint, we wanted to identify whether or not there was any nitrogen fertilization rates for the improvement of shade tolerance. So the shade study was a two-year evaluation at the Lake Wheeler Field Lab in Raleigh, North Carolina, from 2011 to 2012. The plots were established from sod in 2010 using normal Bermuda grass management practices. The shade structure was built in 2010 and then encompassing all the plots, and then the shade cloths were put over the top in 2011 and were kept for the duration of the study. The two shade levels that were selected were 63 and 80% shade. Our experimental design was a nested split-split design with three replications. The replications were nested within the shade treatments. Our shade levels, again, were full sunlight, 63% shade, and 80% shade under a perpetual basis. Including the nine accessions, we also included Celebration and TIF Grand as our shade-tolerant controls, and then also TIF Way as a susceptible control. Our fertility treatments were applied at the same rate, although the high fertility treatment was applied monthly, whereas the low fertility rate was applied every 2 months. And then data was collected from 2011 to 2012 on the following dates, August 16th, September 7th, and September 29th in 2011, and August 2nd, August 22nd, and September 11th in 2012. In the interest of time, I'm only going to present the data from the final rating date. Our plot evaluations were based on normalized difference vegetation index, which is a color indicator of stress, turf grass quality on a scale of 1 to 9, and also a percent recovery, and in this instance I call it cover. Percent recovery was based on a section of turf removed with a cup cutter. It was backfilled with silica sand, and then images were taken on each of the rating dates representing and processed using Sigma Scan for percent cover at each of the indicated dates. So for instance, the dates that I'm going to be presenting are 9 weeks after the initial cup cutter was removed. All of the analysis was conducted using Proctor ULM in SAS version 9.4, and any means comparisons between plant materials was obtained using Fisher's protected LSD when appropriate. So to get into a little bit of the results, as you can see, we have a little bit of or pretty good separation into groups. But before I get into this graph a little bit more, I'd like to jump into a little bit more of the fine detail associated with the background of the analysis and the study. For our analysis of variance, the treatments or the factors for shade entry and the interaction for shade and entry were highly significant across both dates in 2011 and 2012. The instance in which fertility was significant was in 2012 only for NDVI and turfgrass quality, and there was only one interaction other than shade and entry, which was shade by fertility, that was significant for turfgrass cover in 2011 only. In instances where fertility was significant, the high treatment level was more significant or significantly higher for NDVI and turfgrass quality in 2012. However, a 0.009 and 0.1 difference in NDVI and turfgrass quality hardly denotes a biological significance between the treatments. For the fertility by shade interaction, there was a flip-flop between each of the shade treatments. For instance, under 0% shade, the high treatment fertility treatment was better than the low treatment. Under 63% shade, the low treatment was better, and then back to the 80%, the high treatment was better than the low treatment. This shows a variability among fertility level and the shade levels between the two. So next is the shade by entry interaction. I'm presenting the means comparisons and ranks between each of the entries and the shades for NDVI, turfgrass quality, and turfgrass cover. I am highlighting only the top three entries, which are in gray, red, and black for 0% shade, 63% shade, and 80% shade. There was a lot of differences seen within each shade treatment for each individual response variable. However, STIL-03 and WIN-10F were among the top accessions with celebration, with only Irene being better than STIL-03 under 80% shade for NDVI. Next, I separate each one of the shade treatments by the entries within each year. So on the left-hand column, we have 2011 and 2012 represented as those two dates for each of the entries. And then across the top, we have 0%, 63%, and 80%. On the very bottom, we have NDVI values. The size of the marker is representative in the turfgrass cover. And then also, the color is indicative of turfgrass quality, from one being dark red to green, green being a number nine rating. So based on this, we can see that under 0% shade, we had high turfgrass cover and turfgrass quality ratings. Under 80% shade, we had very, very low turfgrass quality, turfgrass cover ratings. And so we decided that 80% was too much, and so we wanted to focus on the separation between only the 63% treatments. Within the 63% in 2011, we have at the very top a celebration, TIF Grand, and TIF Way. And some of our entries did okay in 2011, but we wanted to highlight the STIL-03 and WIN-10F. Similarly, in 2012, we had a celebration here, TIF Grand and TIF Way. And then you can see visually that there was a consistent turfgrass cover and quality associated with STIL-03 and WIN-10F. Some of the other entries did well in some respects, in maybe some response variables under turfgrass cover, but only show consistency or no consistency across the years. So back to the original plot here. So I wanted to highlight where the controls laid. So TIFWAY here down at the bottom, And then we have some of the accessions that were very low in turf grass quality and very moderate in percent cover. We have Tiff Grand that did a little bit better than some of the accessions. And then we have a nice little cluster here at the top with Celebration, Win 10F, and Still 03. One note that I wanted to make was between years, Win 10F and Still 03 increased in NDVI, turf grass quality, and percent cover across both years. So a summary of our results. For the shade treatments themselves, they responded exactly how we were hoping. And the 80% shade was way too high to maintain NDVI, TQ, and turf grass cover. On an entry means basis, Celebration was the top performing entry across shade levels and years, with Win 10F and Still 03 providing consistent control or consistent shade tolerance and with respect to NDVI, turf grass quality, and cover. Some of the other accessions did, as I mentioned, did well in some instances across or within only one shade treatment or within 1 year. And so this does not show any kind of consistency across the duration of the study. And lastly, for fertility, we determined that fertility was not a defining factor in shade tolerance in both years or across all response variables in the study. So some of our conclusions. Based on the nitrogen recommendations, that lower nitrogen inputs would is a recommendation based on the results of our study. And then also that we identified some materials that may provide additional sources for shade tolerance to be used in breeding programs with the goal of releasing cultivars for improved performance in light, low light environments. Some of the research that we are progressing from this initial study, so we took those entries from the 2011-2012 study, and we are now planting them underneath only the 63% shade treatment, and we're going to evaluate them for other managerial practices, differences in mowing height, plant growth regulator applications, and also different fertility treatments. With an effort to see how these varieties or these accessions respond to different managerial practices. And so with that, I'd like to thank you all for being here, and I'd like to entertain any questions that you may have. Yes. So we haven't looked at the ploidy level yet. These were collected before I even got to school, so I would be remiss to say that I have not looked at the ploidy levels to confirm that they were actually dactylon. But all indications are that they are common types.
So what did the percent shade levels actually represent in terms of total light load?
So the question was how the percentage of the light load on a daily basis. We did not measure on a daily basis. They were measured initially when the shade structure was constructed to represent the 63 and 80% shade. And they were based on the thickness of the shade cloth and a visual meter at the initiation of the study.
Well, this is a comment. I would suggest that you do that moving forward. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for the recommendation.
Additional questions? Okay, let's thank our speaker.